Once again, the voices of the North Bay Voice are here with you. I'm Bruce Robinson with Jake Bayless, and we've got some progress to report.
We have progress. Here we are, week three, from inception to week three, and time to check in. You've been out of town for a couple of days, and so we're a couple days late in our getting our audio file out, but
back
every single
town,
week we got to do it.
Back up to speed, mostly.
Good.
And meanwhile, you've been tinkering away under the hood and lots of different little things, and we've got something to show for it for those who want to peek in the right corner.
We have been charging. Of course, the nature of the soft launch, again, the caveat is always going to be that it's not a prime time ready website for news and media and information yet. We're turning it on. We're starting from scratch.
Keyword is yet.
Yeah, keyword is yet. But northbayvoice.org is up. And it exists. And my chore the rest of this afternoon, of all things, is to tinker with the look and feel and do a little bit of alignment with the website, essentially some of the high-tech stuff, right? Dig into the code and
all the behind-the-scenes tinkering.
So much behind-the-scenes stuff. KRCB webmaster Peter Furch has been helping me tremendously, and it looks like we're going to have the site ready for content next week.
That's exciting.
So far right now, what we have up there is just an article that you and I put together for the newsletter.
The open air, our KRCB program guide that goes out every month and is available on the KRCB.org website if you want to find it there.
So far, so good. And I like the way it's going. I had a great discussion with our radio producer, Robin Pressman, about an hour ago, about trying to do a little bit of tweaking to the look and feel and talking about color palettes and making it an inviting and warm and happy media place, which is a little bit more difficult to do than just saying that. And so it's going to be an ongoing process. It's a copper bowl, and we're just starting to hammer a flat piece of metal is really about where we are.
And we were talking before that one of the challenges here is to make it approachable, make it inviting to participate.
Right. One of the things that we're just now starting to be able to talk about, now that we have the website turned on, and now that we're able to have some of these discussions about look and feel and functionality and where those things come together, now we actually get to start talking about some of the other parts of this project that really aren't going to be associated very much with the high-tech part, right? The high-tech part is the website. It's Twitter. It's Facebook. It's social media. It's audio and video files and things that are entertaining as well as informing as well as captivating and community building. The other part, of course, is how are we going to formulate our strategy to get out into the community and really get participation and really let this be a project that's driven by people and not necessarily by us. And so I think that's right on our event horizon. That's just a couple weeks out. There's been a lot of talk, and I'm thrilled to report there's been a lot of head nods and absolutely sounds like a great idea around the concept of having a community editorial ombudsman board that is going to help us make a lot of these really difficult decisions in a transparent way. And help us shape, you know, where we go with this and fix and do and mold it into something that is of, by, and for the people rather than some talking heads and decision makers behind closed doors.
So people who are listening to this, probably there's two or three of you who've got your ears pricked up saying, that sounds like something I'd be interested in doing. How do we get together?
Probably the best way to start right now is email, right? If anybody's listening to this and they know that this is right up their alley, and I know that there are a handful of people out there who are probably just waiting and watching to see what happens, and more power to them. But if there's anybody who's going to be an early adopter and wants to get in on the ground level, and maybe there are more of those than we realize, probably the best way to go would be to email us. Let's start with jake@northbayvoice.org. That would be a great way to send an email and let us know that you're interested in getting involved in something like an ombud editorial board. Certainly, we're looking for contributions, too. We're looking for people in the community who want to have their voice amplified in a new and exciting and innovative experiment, community building experiment.
So we've got the soft launch, which is kind of a framework at this point, a broad framework. A week from now, what do you hope to have in place?
A week from now. I think a week from now, what we can expect, we will actually be starting to populate the site with some of the content that you and I have been sitting on, you know, for a week or so here, as well as stuff that's going to start to come in and stuff that we know is going to be right around the corner.
In the meantime, A lot of tinkering with content. We're playing a little bit with the look and feel. And we invite you folks to share with us your ideas of what you think this might look like, what you might like it to look like, and where you feel like there's a place that you would want to plug into it.
Absolutely. You know, some of the other stuff that we're working on now are terms of service. You know, the really boring stuff. Got to have your terms of service. You got to have some of the rules and copyright, you know, some of those things that are hopefully going to be very open. And I think that that would be another one of those discussions that'll be great for us to have. I don't know that we have time for it today, but talking about things like copyright and who does this content belong to, stuff that we produce here at Northern KRCB. California Public Media and KRCB, as well as stuff that people would like us to amplify for them and who owns copyrights. And I think that's a big discussion. I'd like to lean towards Creative Commons and just having an attribution copyright where people and entities and other media organizations are free to distribute the content that originates at northbayvoice.org. And I think that that'll be a fun discussion for us to have. But in the meantime, you know, that's a lot of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes right now, too, is gathering all of that technical legalese stuff that has to be on, you know, a media website.
Mm-hmm. So we're striking a balance between transparency and boredom.
So far.
The boredom factor will go away, and we'll have content for you, and we'll tell you all about it when we get together again next time.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks.
Bye for now.